This weekend, Garden City is showing off some of its most unique features with the first ever Experience Garden City event. It'll be the community's largest gathering of the year with more than 10 breweries and wineries participating, along with local artists, live music, food trucks, and lots of family-friendly activities. The Experience will take place along the Boise River. Here to tell us more about this food and fun fest are two members of the event's planning committee, Dawn Snapp, president of the Garden City Chamber of Commerce, and Michael Slavin, co-owner of the Eddie on 34th Street. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us, Matt.
So let's start with a big question. Why now? What prompted Experience Garden City? Why is this the right time?
Do you want me to mention it? The Garden City Police Department introduced it to everyone in the area, and they normally do National Night Out, and decided they wanted to do something a little different this year. Attendance was generally low. They would go, put in a lot of efforts and have a low attendance. And they thought, well, we want to do something that really pulls the neighborhood together. And maybe we can draw in some other people from the area and kind of have a celebration and get to know our neighbors. And so the next thing you know, everybody along 36th down to 32nd was involved in starting to plan the committee. And we just decided that we were going to back up the police department in Garden City and see what we could put together.
Now, is this tied to National Night Out, or is this its own event?
This is its own new first-time event.
All right. So who can we expect to see out and about this weekend? What venues, galleries taking part? What sort of food trucks or wineries? I mean, there's a lot of stuff there in that Garden City block.
Yeah, it's packed, and it should be a really exciting time. As Dawn alluded to, she's done a great job. She's with the Chamber of Commerce in Garden City, and she's been able to round up a lot of the local businesses to participate, some that are geographically located within the area, so it's somewhat bounded by Riverside to the east end and Luciano's to the west end, and a bunch of businesses along 34th as well. But we also opened up 34th Street, which will actually be, well, it's closed, but open to businesses that will actually have little 10x10 tents, and that you have a lot of your local breweries, wineries. We have an artist row actually on Carr, which is one street off the river as well. So you get a lot of local artists together. You get some beer and wine. You get some live performances from a music perspective, and it's going to be a really good time.
The artists will probably be selling some art with all the wine and beer flowing.
Absolutely.
They will. And they're actually going to be having, over at Sorrell's Place, they're going to have some art there and some of the different venues. So it's really worth it if you want to come out and take a look and see what's going on down there. If you haven't been down to the waterfront, you don't know what you're missing in Garden City right now. So it's the perfect opportunity, 10-hour window, make some time, come down there.
Well, there's a lot of people coming together to make this happen. I'm wondering, how has the collaboration gone? And I'm sure that it's not only been a collaboration, but there's probably been a fair amount of wrangling involved. How's that gone?
I don't think we've had any wrangling.
Yeah.
It's been real.
I think everybody's excited about the energy in Garden City, and you have so many emerging small businesses and community members. But I think beyond that, by design, as National Night Out was to really personify police officers in a community. And I feel that the entrepreneurial approach from the Garden City Police Department is already accomplished a lot of what they wanted to accomplish. And that's, personifying themselves in the community and learning that they have children and they have funny sense of humor and they do work hard towards goals. And so for us already, there's been this nice bridge that's been built in between the police department and local businesses.
Well, Don, how have you found the collaborative nature of this? Calling up businesses, are they generally willing? Are they happy? Has there been any sort of pushback?
As soon as it was introduced, I had people that were emailing me right away wanting to get involved and come to our Wednesday morning meetings. When people found out that there were going to be different venues and it didn't apply to just one age group or a certain type of activity that would only appeal to certain people, people really started jumping on board. We're going to have an entire kids zone so people can come down with their children. They're not going to feel, and that was one of the concerns is people that were on the committee, well, is this just going to be people coming out and partying all day? Or no, this is going to be a family event where we're, as a collaborative effort, we've really come together to make it appealing to everyone, including the smallest of children. So I think that's what unified us. And the fact that we didn't ever seem to have any conflicts or challenges amongst the teams. So I think everybody was on board right from the beginning. And we planned it in detail right from the get-go, what our goal was. And so we pretty much stayed on track that entire time.
We're speaking with Dawn Snapp, president of the Garden City Chamber of Commerce, and Michael Slavin, the co-owner of the Eddie on 34th Street, about Experience Garden City. So growth is sort of a constant refrain that we hear when it comes to the Treasure Valley. Garden City is, of course, a part of that. Does this event reflect some of the changes that have come to the city as more and more people have been moving there?
Oh, definitely. We have about over 700 businesses right now in the Garden City area, and a lot of people don't realize that. I believe it's about 12,000 residents in the area. And so when you look at those numbers and you realize the number of the business population that we have in Garden City, it's incredible. And it's very diverse in what's down there, but what's starting to grow and build the area, at least what I've seen and what other people have mentioned to me, is the arts, the live, work, and play, just the general building up through the community arts of the area, and the care and attention that people are taking to some of the different lots and areas and cleaning those out. And I really feel that that has drawn a lot more people in to even some of the businesses there that weren't being patroned before. I really do. People are actually seeing the businesses on the side road and going in to have services or make purchases that they weren't doing before. So I think it's really increased the economy in the area.
Sure. Especially the summertime. You can think about Garden City's almost the beach town of the Boise Valley, where it's the only stretch of commercial, you know, usage really along the entire Boise River and Greenbelt. And so I think that this summer shocked everybody, and it's built in the last few summers around the foot traffic and bicycle attendance in the summertime. You know, the Riverside started as a very nascent, their sandbar anyway, started as a very nascent patio off of their pool house probably 5 years ago, and now they have a 3.5 hour wait, and they have a huge patio with an outdoor bar and an outdoor kitchen. And so to watch the growth of that area, and of course the addition of Luciano's and the Yard Arm came in a couple of years ago, and what we're doing in Push and Pour, it's really staggering to see the foot traffic on the Greenbelt that was, you know, that area was never frequented 5-10 years ago. And especially the kayak surf wave is right there, Whitewater Park technically, as well as a new bridge. And so the energy has just been incredible. And I think what Don's alluding to is it's become this tourist destination during seasonal times, as well as is layered on with all the intrigue to the area of you have a lot of makers and doers. A lot of your wineries start in Garden City, breweries start in Garden City. Payette, for instance, started there, and then they moved to a bigger location. A lot of your distilleries. And
right.
You just have the pretty cool mishmash.
Well, we got just a couple of minutes left, but I'm wondering, do you think this is going to change people's perspective or perception about what Garden City has to offer?
100%. Yeah.
I really do. Go ahead.
It had a lot of poor connotations 10 years ago, and I had a hard time bringing friends over to a dinner party where I lived in Garden City. And now, you know, all of a sudden you get people visiting from the North End and from Hidden Springs and in classically nicer communities in the area say, wow, we're downsizing. We want to live here.
Well, if people want to come out and experience Garden City this weekend, where they need to be and what time?
It's tomorrow from noon to 10. And the children's area will be running until 6 p.m. And just to do a quick plug for the Riverside Hotel, they're going to have a staycation tomorrow night for $99, which includes breakfast. But if you've had a little too much or had too much fun, that might be a great place for you to stay. And I definitely think it's going to change the minds and opinions of some people in the area.
Good plug. We've been speaking with Don Snapp, president of the Garden City Chamber of Commerce, and Michael Slavin, co-owner of the Eddie on 34th Street, about the Experience Garden City event. Thank you so much for both coming in today.